What have you learned along the way that you are now so, you know, excited to share with others?
Well, one, I'm 65 years young, and it is one of the best times in my life.
Yes.
And it's having, to put it this way, it's having the wellness of my youth and the wisdom of 65 years lived.
Hi, I'm Glynis Woods Mullins, and I love to help women to vibe, to be more vibrant, intuitive, beautiful, and empowered in midlife. So come on, let's vibe.
Wouldn't it be wonderful for you to say that I plan to be fine, fit, and fabulous even beyond 100 years old or 100 years young? What a fantastic mindset that is. And the person who said that is Asara Tashai. She says that, and she said that you can do it too. She's not merely engaging in conversation. She's insisting on a dialogue surrounding conscious aging for women of all ages. And she's the visionary founder of the Juicy to 100 Nation. And you know, that Juicy to 100 and the fact that women need to be juicy, let's just talk about that right now. Hey, Asara, welcome to the Vibe Living Podcast. It's wonderful to have you here today.
And it is so wonderful to be here with you day to have this provocative conversation.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I have to share with the audience, we've had several false starts. Everything that could go wrong technically has gone wrong. And I'm just excited that I got a signal today.
Yes.
If there's those technical glitches that happen in the podcast world, I always say, okay, this is going to be really a good discussion, because look at all the entities that came that tried to keep us from doing it. So welcome. But let's just get right to it. Let's talk about this juicy woman. What is, because I know you know what I thought it was when I first got started.
What did you think it was, my darling? What did you think it was?
I was thinking, well, juicy woman, you know, I'm getting older, lack of estrogen, maybe more, you know, down there, you know, more juiciness down there, you know.
Well, we're not eliminating that. That is also true.
That's kind of like a side effect of this kind of health.
Yes.
But what exactly, and what were you thinking about when you created it?
Well, first of all, it wasn't even my creation. It was part of the work is working with my intuition and getting downloads. So I've been guided to actually create this nation. And one of the things I'm always clear about, and for the 40 years that I've been teaching in health and wellness, I always teach from my life. So I'm in the place where I have since, believe it or not, 21, 22, been fascinated by this whole piece called The Fountain of Youth and what aging could actually look like by engaging with these powerful women. I was in my early 20s. They were in their 50s and 60s. I met them in Europe. They were traveling all through Europe. And they just could tell that they were full of joy and they were excited and turned on about their lives and the fact that they could travel and go places and they had freedom in their lives and what they were doing and how in love they were with the lives that they designed. I was like, woo, that's how I want to be. Mm-hmm. When I get 50 and 60. So I was probably one of those few 21-year-olds looking forward to turning 60. I was like, I can't wait, because it was the beginning, Linus, of a 40-year experiment.
Wow.
A 40-year experiment, yes.
And so here we are, and you are now a part of the experiment. You're actually in that stage. What have you learned along the way that you are now so, you know, excited to share with others?
Well, one, I'm 65 years young, and it is one of the best times in my life.
Yes.
And it's having, to put it this way, it's having the wellness of my youth and the wisdom of 65 years lived.
Yes.
And that combination, that partnering of the two, just exponentially spreads my joy factor and how I live. Like, you know, at 65, my children are adults. They are out on their own. I had two young men. Fabulous. I got married at 63 or 62.
Oh, that was
around in there.
Yes. Wow.
I have a hobby that I just love. I've been dancing for 30 years and I started off with African dance and now I'm a Chicago stepper. I traveled over the country stepping for 8-9 hours a night. I just came from Chicago for 11 days working in the day. And every night for 11 days, except for 2 days, because one thing, the wisdom was like, I think you should. That's where the wisdom comes in at, right? So for 2 days, I set it out. But the other 9 days, Monday through, I was coming at 1:30.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going out at 7 o'clock in the evening, coming home at 1:30 in the morning, every day of the week. Not just on the weekends, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I was like, what is? And then I come home happy, joyous. And so, you know, I'm not dragging myself. I have the energy the energy to live the life that I dreamed about when I was in my early 20s. So it's like one was an aspiration. And now I'm living the reality.
Loving it. Right? Well, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things is that you're definitely putting that whole myth around aging upside down on its head. There's so many preconceived notions and ideas of what aging is supposed to look like. And I have found in the 17 years that I've been doing this, that probably our worst enemy when it comes to ageism and expectations of what's supposed to be happening in aging is ourselves. We have been brainwashed by society that this is the time of life where you slow down, you're in the rocking chair with the grandbabies, even moving in with your children to take care of the grandbabies or having the grandbabies
people.
All of that, you know, and I have 6 grandchildren and I absolutely love them. But at 67, almost 67, I am not that. That's not the kind of grandmother I am. I go in, hang out, do my thing, and then I go out. They already know. That this is not a place where you drop off your kids indefinitely because I'm living a full life. But what are some of the other myths out there about aging?
So it's also one, but one is sexual, right? That our libido declines. And that is possible. Absolutely, it can. But that's where we got it. But once you get your hormones balanced and then you clean up your diet and you have some lifestyle changes and you're taking a certain amount of supplements and your body is run. Actually, I find that it has.
I agree with you. And I think part of the thing with the sexuality is that you're at a stage of life where you don't necessarily have to worry about, am I going to get pregnant? You know, you don't have to necessarily worry about, you know, junior walking in. There's a freedom that's there that you just don't have as you're raising your kids and taking care of everybody, the neighborhood, it's been the night, the little kid down the street, all of that is gone. And that's the good part of the empty nest syndrome is that you get yourself back in so many ways. You know,
and that's the issue, though, is that people, that emptiness, even the society has made it like, oh, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because we have no more people to take care of, that we have this opportunity to actually give ourselves some of our own energy, our own time, our own attention. So it's even a subtle message that we are receiving as aging women that, okay, your job isn't done. I'm sure there's something else for you to take care of, and it's not us.
Isn't that something? Absolutely. I mean, what are some of the reasons why women should really be looking forward to aging?
Mm-hmm. Well, one is like for my children, right? Well, one is that menopause. Let's just talk about that because that's the biggest thing, right? Okay. And there's real things that can happen during menopause. I've experienced them, right? So my hair did break off, right? And I didn't have so much of hot flashes, but I did have some warming. What else? The skin can become drier and your energy can actually decline, right? So those are real things. But the key is knowing what to, that is not just because you're aging. Maybe it is, but there's a remedy for it. You don't have to stay in there.
You don't have to stay
in there. You don't have to be tired. The mobility, that's another thing. As you age, you hear women breaking their hips more. The knee surgery, oh my goodness.
Knee
surgery thing is like, it's like I hear women comparing their knee surgery, like they're talking about their grandchildren. Wow. Girl, I had a knees, and it's become just what you do when you get, oh no, you don't have to. So there are things that you can do to improve your mobility and your flexibility. And it doesn't have to be where you lose range of motion, but you have to listen to your body. And you have to be willing to take care of yourself, which means that one of the things I say as a part of the nation, you, if you upgrade your self-love, you automatically upgrade your self-care, because you're not going to want to take care of anything that you don't have a great love for.
Absolutely.
So it's not just giving you a list of self-care activities or self-care practices for you to do. Is actually how do you increase your self-love so that caring for yourself, loving yourself, having joy, feeling good in your body just becomes your expectation.
Yes, it's not a chore. It's something that you want to do, something that you look forward to, something that you just don't have to work in. It's just something that you automatically do. And getting to that point does require a little bit of unlearning, because I've heard women talk about how they feel guilty about taking out time for themselves. I can remember that long after the kids were gone, and my children have been gone now over 12 years, but long after they had gone, maybe 6 years later, whatever, I was still feeling guilty about just sitting down and doing nothing, because I felt like, okay, I'm sitting here, I could be folding clothes, or I should go wash clothes, or I could mop, or I could dust, or whatever, you know? And my husband would sometimes say, Linus, just sit down. It's okay. I'm not expecting you to be the housekeeper, or, you know, for I'm dating myself when I say, I'm not expecting you to be like Hazel, you know, you don't have to do all those days are gone. The kids are gone, and you can do the things that you want to do. And it was like a life.
Like, oh, and that's true. And that's the piece, like in the nation, is me helping women give themselves permission. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, because a lot of times we're isolated. We're all lost in our own thoughts. But when we're inside of a community of women who are going through the same thing and have answers and solutions and inspiring and encouraging, you get to say, well, oh, there's actually another way to live. There's another way to do this. There's another way to age. And in being in that vortex, right, of conscious aging, in that vortex of the women just speaking and, you know, facilitating the process, it's like, oh, I can do this differently. I can actually have fun, because a part like what we have coming up, for example, when you become a part of the nation, we have all kinds of things you can do. It's all aspects of our lives. So we talk about the health and the menopause. We talk about finances, for example, the kinds of things that we need to know in terms of retirement so that our lives can be insurances, that investments, that kind of thing. We talk about what type of habits, what's our mindset? How do we even get to the point where we're taking care? What are the bio, what I want to call it, neural changes? And reprogramming that we have to do. What are the tools that we can use to actually reprogram ourselves? So it isn't just a matter of discipline. It's not that. We have to rewire ourselves. So what are the tools that we can use to rewire? So then you'd be like, hey, of course I'm going out dancing. Of course I'm going traveling. Of course I'm going, of course I'm sitting still and being silent. Of course, of course, of course.
So what is your definition of a juicy woman?
So my definition of a juicy woman is a woman who has boundaries, a woman who accepts her femininity in all, in terms including her sensuality. A juicy woman is a woman who tells the truth about herself. A juicy woman is a woman who asks for support. She doesn't keep it all in. She doesn't have to handle it all herself. A juicy woman is not attempting to be perfect. A juicy woman accepts her fragilities. A juicy woman knows how to forgive and to accept. Those are some of the characteristics of being a juicy woman. And the infinite goal is joy. Like being conscious of what is happening. We're not like our, you know, whatever it is, our head under the blanket, whatever it is. We are conscious, but being conscious does not mean that we allow it to rob us of our joy and our pleasure and our wellness.
And I absolutely believe that. You know that you're preaching to the choir here when it comes to that. But, you know, it's interesting because even though women might inherently know this, they've gone to webinars, seminars, workshops, retreats, all this stuff. But sometimes it's difficult to get empowered to actually act on the knowledge that they have gotten. So how do we get women to act? How do you empower women to go ahead and just do the thing instead of just going to all these classes, reading all these books, and still stuck in the quagmire of not taking care of themselves the way they should?
I think it's like you and I, when they meet women like you and I, where they can actually visualize it and see it. It's not just something they're making, because a lot of women don't have visuals around. They're not. In fact, one of the juicy women, she's now 63, 64, but she said that when she was in her 30s and 40s, she never saw herself getting old. She did not want to age because everybody who she saw age in their 60s and the 70s, they were decrepit, they were old, they couldn't move around, they were sick, they were on medication. She said there was nothing about that that made me want to say, yay. She said, so I actually envisioned myself transitioning, passing before I got too old and was having those kinds of experiences. And now being in the nation, being seeing me and other women like me having a different experience, she's like, oh my God. And she didn't even realize that she had that programming about getting old until she was actually in program. She goes, I never intended to get old and I never wanted to get old because that was sickly. And I didn't want to do that. Just take me out before I have to go through that. And so it's one in the demonstration, and two is in the conversation, and three is in the tools. That is what I use to inspire and move women on to. And then we gather when wise, because it's not even just my wisdom. It's our collective wisdom. When wise women gather for a sacred reason, especially around for our own self-care, It just flows, yes. Downloads, intuition. We tap into a space that we don't often have a place to tap into because we don't create those sacred times and spaces that allow us to tap into it. So we create sacred spaces. I create sacred spaces for women to tap into their intuition, to tap into their spiritual downloads and hear their inner voices and unschedule themselves. Because a lot of the times we talk about another thing that gets in our way, we're overscheduled. And we are not on our to-do list. We are not on our to-do list.
I can definitely, you're preaching to the choir on that one. Even though I know better, I still don't do better. You know, we're a work in progress. And I always tell my clients that it's all about the incremental changes. And as you begin to make incremental changes that impact your wellness, you begin to see some changes, and then you want to make more changes. You start making better decisions. You start prioritizing things differently. And along the way, every once in a while, you take this detour where you're off that road, down, getting ready to go down that rabbit hole. But the good thing is that when you've worked on raising your awareness, you're like, oh, I'm getting ready to go down that rabbit hole. Let me stop and get back on the juicy road, back on that road to the juicy nation. Now, in the show page, there's all kinds of information about you and about how people can get in touch with you and become a part of the Juicy Nation. But I know know you have something coming up very shortly that I wanted to talk about. And I'm going to do my best to make sure that this gets out this weekend, because we're talking April of 2024. And I don't normally do date-related podcasts, but I wanted to do this for Asara to make sure we got the word out about what's happening to in the Juicy Nation. Tell us about that.
Yes. Oh, it's fascinating. So we have the Juicy to 100 Nation, where we are having an abundance of classes. We usually have about at least two classes. We also do gatherings. So those that are local, we do gatherings and get-togethers. Our classes are both physical. We do movement as well as education and inspiration. And then we have for the women who want to do something more intense and really do a whole body reset, we have the 90-day whole body wellness reset, where I work with the women in the community and actually demonstrate and show them and take them through an intensive process to reset their body. And then they have also the opportunity to go on our annual retreat. And every year we go to someplace different. So this year we are going to Costa Rica.
Now, when is that? It's coming up in May.
That's coming up in July.
Oh, July. Okay, great. July.
That's coming up in July. And the theme is rest and pleasure. Mm. And then we start our second 90-day in August. So we do two 90-day intensives twice a year. And then we do our retreat once a year. And then we have the overall, everyone is a part of the nation, which is ongoing.
Oh, I love that. That's all good stuff. So please, everyone, go ahead and click on the links that are in the show page and get on Asara's site to see what's going on. Schedule a discovery call to find out more about how the nation can help you to be well and to get on that right track and to really enter into a self-care regime that's going to enhance your aging process instead of being afraid of the aging process or running away from the aging process. Because let's face it, it's going to happen. So you might as well embrace it and leverage it to your good. So thank you so much, Asara, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a wonderful conversation.
It's always great to have you around. I thank you so much. Thank you to all of you who tuned in to listen. I know you have a lot of podcasts you can be listening to, but thank you for making the Vibe Living podcast in the top 10% of Apple Podcasts. And keep listening and make sure, I would love to hear what you have to say about the podcast. So don't forget to please like, share, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. Have a fantastic day, everyone. And don't forget to vibe. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Vibe Living Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment, and share this podcast. Have a fantastic day, and don't forget to vibe. Bye-bye, everybody.